This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, April 2nd, A.D. 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Please pray for prisoners of conscience around the world, especially Christians, who are now facing increased threats due to the coronavirus pandemic. In Iran, officials have released 85,000 prisoners to try to slow the spread of the coronavirus, but they largely overlook prisoners of conscience who remain imprisoned. In Egypt, although authorities have released 15 members of the political opposition, Christians remain unjustly imprisoned. And in Pakistan, sanitation workers, who are mostly Christian, are being required to keep working despite not having personal protection equipment. Worse yet, Christians are also being discriminated against in countries like Pakistan as they are refused aid distribution. Matthew 5 verse 10 says, "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." In a classified report last week, the U.S. intelligence community told the White House that China has underreported the number of cases and deaths from its coronavirus outbreak, according to Bloomberg. China has publicly reported about 82,000 COVID-19 cases and 3,300 deaths. Meanwhile, the U.S. has already reported over 200,000 cases and 4,400 deaths. The Liberty Council will be representing Pastor Rodney Howard Brown of the River at Tampa Bay Church, who was arrested at his home on Monday for holding a church service last Sunday. Hillsborough County, Florida, where the church is located, had banned all gatherings larger than 10 people on March 20th. A week later, the county issued some exceptions, including religious personnel and certain businesses that were able to maintain social distancing. The River at Tampa Bay Church continued to meet with serious precautions. They enforced the 6-foot distance between family groups. All the staff wore gloves. Every person received hand sanitizer, and they purchased a $100,000 hospital-grade purification system. Liberty Council founder and chairman Matt Staber said, quote, "The actions of Hillsborough County and the Hernando County Sheriff are discriminatory against religion and church gatherings," end quote. A new Pew Research study found 55% of U.S. adults say they have prayed for an end to the coronavirus pandemic, including people who rarely or never pray or say they do not belong to any religion. Another study by the Joshua Fund found that 44% of likely voters say the coronavirus pandemic is a, quote, "wake-up call for us to turn back to faith in God," end quote, signs of coming judgment, or both. And 22% of non-Christian respondents said they are more interested in God and spiritual matters. Isaiah 45, verse 22 says, "Look to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other." Sadly, federal judges on Monday halted orders by officials in Texas, Ohio, and Alabama that would ban most abortions during the coronavirus outbreak. However, on Tuesday, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals ordered for the Texas abortion ban to be reinstated. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the top infectious disease expert for the U.S. government, estimated on Sunday that the coronavirus outbreak in America could cause 100,000 to 200,000 deaths and millions of cases. However, he also indicated that if people support the social distancing recommendations, it could help lower that number. And President Donald Trump extended federal guidelines for people to stay home for another 30 days. And finally, a 101-year-old Italian man is now a symbol of hope in the fight against the coronavirus after becoming the oldest person to recover from COVID-19. Identified as Mr. P, he was released from a hospital in northeast Italy last week. Mr. P was born in 1919, surviving the then deadly Spanish flu pandemic, and went on to live through both world wars and now the coronavirus pandemic. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. on this Thursday, April 2nd, in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.